Welcome to show business. Welcome to show business.
Is your phone going to run out of batteries?
No. I'm Chris Cote.
Hey, everybody. My name is Todd, and you know what really grinds my... Richards?
This is the Monday Mass. What's grinding your gear, Todd? Thanks
you know
for calling in.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hey, what's up, Chris?
Thanks for calling in.
First time, long time. We get these little...
Oh, you're going straight into it.
I have to. I feel like it's part of this.
This is kind of, well,
it's part of me right
now. It's local news, but go ahead.
Whatever. But it happens across a planet.
Across the nation.
Across the nation. I believe it does.
All right.
So,
all right.
So check this out, everyone.
Public service announcement.
Public service announcement. In your town, more likely than not, there is a real estate backed news. Kind of a newspaper. It's kind of a fake newspaper. It has like local news stories, but the whole thing is backed by real estate developers, like commercial developers.
Okay.
So in Encinitas and Leucadia, there's a newspaper that gets thrown out onto, you know, people's lawns, into the gutters, into bushes, driveways. No one wants this thing. You call them up and you say, I don't want this paper, and they still end up throwing it at your house. And okay, so yesterday I was going to check the surf up on the street that where I go check the surf.
Okay.
And
okay.
I just started taking pictures of how crazy. It was just like it just
I saw it on
it
your
just
Instagram
all of a sudden
story.
Grabbed me like, my God, like this there's a colossal amount of waste happening here.
Okay.
And they're all in these like plastic bags so they don't get like wet from the from rain or whatever.
So it's litter wrapped in litter.
It's litter wrapped in like non-decomposing litter. So I just started taking pictures of them. And then I went to the farmer's market and I walked down that street and they're all over that street. Yeah. So I put it all on my social media how like suddenly I'm an activist.
You're pissed.
Out of nowhere.
I get it.
I'm an activist. And then so I emailed the people that make the paper. And
right.
I said, hey, I've got 500 pounds of these newspapers at my house. I'm wondering what's a good time to come down to your office in Solana Beach and drop them off, and I'm going to bring the guys from Surfline down with me so we can, you know, we'll talk to you about it. I don't know. I just kind of threw that out there. I didn't actually talk to the guys in Surfline. I was just trying to be more like...
official.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the woman hits me back this morning. She's like, hi, Todd. Thanks for your inquiry. Do you mean that you've been going around picking up all the papers that we've been dropping off? Like, that was their response.
Yeah. It's a valid question, though.
You know what,
though? I'm not trying to defend them. I'm just.
It's like those stupid Restoration Hardware catalogs you would get in your mailbox.
Okay, let me stop you
They're
there.
They're really big.
I like catalogs.
No, you don't like these.
I'm not down for wasteful shit being
Look, if
thrown
they're gonna get
on
rid
my
of
driveway.
Transworld Snowboarding and Snowboarder magazines down to fucking two issues a year, but yet I have to. I've got 15 of these papers in my gutter in front of my house.
Right.
The world is fucking upside down, man.
But yeah, but you know what? You have a plastic cup.
I've been using this cup for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you. See? I called you out. You answered right back.
Suck it, Cote.
So that's your public service
my
announcement.
My car runs on fucking corn oil. What do you want?
Look, I just asked you a question, man. I guess you can get defensive. Now you're an Earth defender.
Are we going to get in the show now? You ever watch Captain Planet? You remember Captain Planet?
Captain Planet!
He was
and the
like,
Planeteers.
Yeah, he was like a shitty Power Ranger.
Yeah, but he helped the planet. So yeah. Because all the Power Rangers did was just like
fucked up the planet.
Yeah.
Right?
With explosions.
Ooh, explosions. That reminds me of something from last night.
What's the date today? May 13th, an actual Monday. This is...
It's the day
now
after.
Now that we've. Do you have anything else to say about your? So where? Just wrap up your public service announcement about
local newspapers
wrapped in plastic.
That's it.
That's it.
Fuck those dudes, and because you know there's an agenda behind it because it's real estate motivated.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I got people backing me up.
Follow at B Todd Richards on Instagram if you want to get involved with Todd's fight
and see like pictures of like cats and shit.
Yeah. Well, there's cats. And there's activism.
Mm-hmm.
That's and snowboarding.
Cactivision.
This is the Monday
Night.
This is the world's greatest action sports podcast.
One of the.
And also, apparently, it's a platform for activism.
Hey, ma'am.
Todd, before we get into this, I'm going to China on Wednesday for the Vans Park series. And I'm very excited to pack my bags because I got some new OGO bags.
That's sweet.
And you got OGO bags on the way. OGO is a new sponsor here at the Monday Mass. They've been making the best bags for a long time. I'm very excited to get these bags.
Do you golf?
No, don't care for
it. They make a great golf bag.
I've heard that.
I don't golf.
You know
either.
What? When I quit drinking, I quit golfing and fishing.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah. So, no, I don't golf, but I do go on a lot of trips. So, I'm excited to have these OGO bags. And guess what? This makes it official, really official. If you go to OGO.com and you want to buy a bag, a backpack, a big roller bag, you know, you want to get involved in the OGO vibe.
They make hip sacks?
Yes.
They do?
Probably.
Kids are into those these days.
Go to OGO.com. When you pick out your bag, you get ready to purchase it. Enter the code MASS20. 20% off. So if if yours don't come in the mail, Todd, at least you can get 20% off.
Chris, when you go to China,
yeah,
I mean we have this wonderful sponsor right here.
We're not there yet.
But I need to tell you this.
Okay.
NanoCraft CBD, don't bring this shit with you.
Don't.
No.
Like, I'm going to.
But that's like you go to China and you bring this to China, you like go to big boy prison.
No.
Yes. They are a zero tolerance.
But look at the packaging here. I mean, you wouldn't even know.
I don't know.
I'm bringing it.
Okay.
I'm bringing it. I bring NanoCraft CBD everywhere, Todd. You're not going to stop me.
Nice knowing you.
NanoCraft CBD has been a longtime sponsor of the Monday Mass.
Did you ever see that movie with Claire Danes where they went to like the prison?
You know, CBD's nuts if you want to try to throw me in prison, bro.
You know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah. Bangkok.
Surprise.
Express.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know. Bangkok to...
Bangkok to something?
One night in Bangkok.
Oh, yeah.
Should we do the show?
NanoCraft CB... No, we have advertisements.
Okay.
These are the people that pay to be part of the show.
Who's next?
NanoCraft CBD and NanoCraftCBD.com. As you all know,
Todd
and
code.
I are super into it.
What code do we have?
MASS15.
MASS15. 15%
off on NanoCraft CBD.
So we have...
Active Skin Repair, longtime friends, family.
Guess
of
what,
this podcast.
Chris? I had a chance to use it today, yesterday. Saturday.
Tell me why.
What day is it?
Where'd you use it?
Today's Monday.
Monday.
My son stepped on a stingray for the first time.
Ooh.
He broke his stingray cherry.
Wow, this is pretty early in the stingray season, too.
Yeah, he.
Great start.
And it was funny, too, because he told his friend, he's like, hey, watch out for stingrays. And
Wham.
Then he took a step and. Got hit by a stingray.
So what did you do? You rubbed on...
Well, let me tell you. Can I paint a picture?
Paint a penis a picture in okay. blood.
So homeboy comes back from the beach. He's acting all tough. He's like, I stepped on a stingray. Doesn't really hurt, though. So with a stingray, the pain doesn't really kick in for like an hour after the venom decides to go for a little trip through your circulatory system.
It's a grower.
After about an hour, Mr. Tough Guy wasn't so tough anymore.
That's an intense pain.
It is an intense pain, but we used Active Skin Repair to fight the infection.
Good.
A lot of hot water.
It's got to be so if you step on a stinger, you got to put your foot immediately in the hottest water your foot can handle.
And the human body has 98.5 degree water ready to go.
Right.
So
no, you don't piss on
him. I know. I'm just trying to fool everyone. That's for
you
urchins.
Pissed on his son?
No.
On your son?
Whose son?
Whose son did you piss on?
Anyway, I'm just kidding. You don't do
jellyfish.
That. That's jellyfish and urchins, right?
I'm serious. I'm always ready to pee on somebody if it needs to happen. It's family members, whatever.
Golden shower power hour.
No,
that's really...
Well, you know what? Luckily, I don't have to be peeing on my kids because I have Active Skin Repair. If you get stung by a jellyfish, Active Skin Repair is just
Do you bring it in your beach bag down to the beach?
Yeah, I do.
That's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah, because I've had my kids get stung by bees down there. You know, they get scratched up. Yeah. So Active Skin Repair, we put our money where our mouth is. Same thing there, MASS25. You get 25% off.
Yeah, they're giving that shit away for free, basically.
BLDGactive.com. And lastly, but definitely not leastly, you got to listen to Todd drinking his Wave soda. And that's the same can.
Tune in next week and Chris will crush this on his forehead.
We're getting more.
Like he did in high school.
Wave soda is...
Do you ever crush beers in your forehead?
No. I never drank in high school.
I mean...
I'm sure I crushed a beer or two on my forehead in my day.
I don't mean
high school.
That's
why my forehead's so big.
When you were 21 and of legal age to...
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
To go to a party responsibly.
New Wave soda. aka Wave Soda, mm-hmm. at Wave Soda on Instagram. It's just juice and soda water, natural caffeine, just, you know, 25 calories, no sweetener, no sugar. As they say,
it's yummy.
Politely caffeinated.
It's good.
Todd, give us your play-by-play. When you had your first sip,
well, I said,
what
last,
did you think?
I said last week, it doesn't taste like drinking TV static.
Right.
You know?
Which that you think that of?
It's like
some competitors of this product.
Some of the competitors of this product. It's kind of like when lightning is about to strike you, and you
taste
it. Kind of taste electricity.
You
this
don't
is
have
like,
that pre-lightning
strike. This actually
has
flavor.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Can we have a bro sponsorship?
Yeah.
Okay. So my bros, these are my bros, and they don't get any love.
They get love.
Well, they want more love because
let's give them some.
This is Chemistry Surfboards. They made me this board. This board is called the beer fridge.
Epoxy. So before you go, give us...
Shh.
Who's texting you?
Someone did.
Give us the details. Your height, weight, skill level.
I am...
Be honest about your skill level.
Super expert.
Pro, near pro.
I'm not near pro.
Upper intermediate.
I have a great time on surfboards.
He's happy. He's having really? The most fun.
Anyway... This is a 5'8 beer fridge. It's got channels in it. It's EPS epoxy. It is 18 3/4 by 2 1/4, 25 liters. This board is,
this
God
is,
damn, this board's good, Chris.
This is a good board.
That's why I brought it in here, because I just wanted to tell you how good this
I
board is.
I can feel your stoke and the guys
also,
at Chemistry.
Look at, I,
and you
if,
drew it.
If you get a board of Chemistry and you want me to come in and do the art for you, I'll do that.
I'm good.
Just
I definitely want a board, but I actually, you know what? Your art is pretty good on this board.
Just type in Todd 20%.
Really?
I'll do 20% of the art for you on the board.
Todd 20.
Todd 20.
No, the guys at Chemistry, they do it right. This is just hard. These guys are all hardcore surfers. They all rip, and they put that into the board.
And they're super into Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So it's good. You can go there, and you can talk about getting the throne zone. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, so those are your sponsors: OGO, Wave Soda, Active Skin Repair, NanoCraft CBD. Todd, you brought your chemistry board, and let's get into it.
Okay.
Skate news.
Go.
Well, I hold up that skateboard. So this is my skateboard. This is my daily driver. Many people buy these Folklore Project boards and put on their wall. I just go ahead and set it up. I did get it for free.
Look at the grip tape, though.
This is what I'm calling. This is what I call Euro grip.
This is passion stripe.
This is your Euro
grip. It's either Euro grip or you. Put the grip tape just a little. You didn't have enough.
No, this is I don't heel flip grip tape.
You don't heel flip?
I don't heel flip. This is a Folklore Project board, a Muska board, 8 inches wide.
It's only 8? It seems like it's wider than 8.
8.5 actually.
Yeah.
8.5 wide. Independent trucks. I got some Spitfire wheels. I'm running here.
We have a Spitfire billboard right outside.
I know.
That's so crazy, Chris.
Oh, and let me just say, Bone Swiss. That's it. All day.
It is
Swiss.
So. It's so weird.
Shout out Vern.
To live in a town where there's a Spitfire billboard.
The billboards in Encinitas are legit right now. We got Vans billboards.
Yeah.
Nixon X Spitfire billboards. Yeah. We got Rob Machado on a big billboard over there.
It's crazy.
It's cool.
What a time to be alive.
Oh, life is beautiful. Come visit. Everyone else is going to.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounded like a dickish comment, huh? Everyone else is going to. Bring it in. Bring it on.
Let's talk about fun. Let's talk about skateboarding.
Skate news. All right. So like I said, I'm going to China. I'm going to Shanghai, China on Wednesday for the launch of the Vans Park Series 2019.
Here we
Five events.
Here we go.
Starting in China, May 17th through the 18th. I'm literally going to China for 3 days.
What's that jet lag like going there?
I don't even know. I just show up and go.
Blasted?
Yeah. I just show up. I do my job and I come home. Sometimes I'll
three
hang
days
out.
In China.
Yeah.
Doesn't it take like a day to get there?
3 days in China. That sounds like a weird country song.
Especially if you're talking about China, the women pro wrestler.
Shanghai. So it's going to be really fun. They're building a brand new park. It's huge. It's amazing.
Have you seen the pictures of it?
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It looks really good. And the food in China is incredible and at the same time super scary, because sometimes they put something on your plate. It's like eel wad packed with scorpion, and you're like,
yeah,
eel
wad.
Yeah, there's eel wad. Sea slug with rattlesnake meat inside. I'm not kidding. It's not like Panda Express.
No.
It's real.
People don't realize that when you go to China, you can't just get like, oh, yeah, I'll have the sweet and sour chicken with lo mein.
No. When I last time I was in China, I was super determined. I go, I'm going out.
God,
I'm
so going to
eat something crazy.
Take a picture of all the stuff at the buffet, you know, when they write the names of stuff.
Yeah, it's like horse whip wad.
Like porcupine needles.
Well, let me just tell you, I didn't get very far. I went into the cut. I went into the neighborhood. And
what,
I just
did you try something and kind of
No, I was all pumped up. I'm just going to try some crazy. I was like, I'm Anthony Bourdain. I'm going to get weird. First place I went, it was like turtle head stew. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to McDonald's.
I tried.
But, you know, I tried a lot of different foods. But when I went out to try to eat something crazy, I chickened out.
Okay.
So I'll be there in China. You can watch it at AdvancedParkSeries.com, on ThrasherMag.com.
I'm going to tune in.
Yeah, ThrasherMagazine.com. Myself, Tony Hawk, Chris Pastors, Jeff Grosso.
Happy birthday,
and the
Tony
team.
Hawk. Wasn't Tony Hawk's birthday yesterday?
Tony Hawk's birthday was...
Yesterday.
It was yesterday. Well, how old is he?
No.
He's
90.
Still skates really good.
Really good. So.
Wow, he's good. So yeah, that's happening. That's going to be fun. And to get us prepared for that, or if you don't know anything about China and the skate scene there, Love Letters to Skateboarding, latest episode is all about skateboarding in China.
That's really funny.
And one of the things that I had no idea, and this is pretty rad, George Powell of Powell Peralta was the one who basically brought skateboarding to China. He brought 6 boards or something, just distributed them to kids in the street. Voila. Now they have a burgeoning skate scene in China. And there's a lot of stuff to skate there. A lot of construction, a lot of marble.
What's the bust factor in China?
In Shanghai, there's certain areas where it's a little busty, but in surrounding areas, I mean, you can pretty much do whatever you want. You're skating and it's still kind of a foreign concept.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, just they don't, you know, they're not going to come out and club you.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, I don't know. Last time I was there, we were in an hour out of Shanghai, and there was 8 of us skating around. We had some curb crushers. We had quite the crew, and we were rampaging hard, and nobody said a thing.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's definitely an interesting place to visit.
Well, you know, you got the Vans Park series, and then right after that is when we kind of kick off this whole
Olympic skate season.
I was just talking to the guys that are organizing Dew Tour, which I'll be a part of. Unfortunately, you can't do it this year because of contractual obligations to the Vans Park series.
No, an exclusive.
But, it's kind of weird. Like, we've got, you know, you got the usual suspects.
Yeah.
But then you've got dudes like little Japanese homeboy, silver medalist, 2-timer.
Olympic. Silver medalist.
Ayumu Hirano.
Yep.
Who's been only skateboarding for the past year.
Cray.
He's in. He's now the Japanese national park champion.
All right.
Okay, so he's in. Apparently, Sean White's still going at this thing.
He's gonna still.
He's on the start list.
He was on the start list last year, and he didn't start.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I want to see Sean White compete and go for it, just because I'm curious. I'm interested. He rips.
So we have all the usual suspects. We got your Clay Criners. You got your Willie Lara's. You got all these bold destroyers.
Yeah.
So it'll be really fun to see what goes down. That's
skating, skating will be...
We'll be talking about that more
park,
as we get towards there. Park,
which is
street.
Kind of like bowls, walls, hips,
very,
and all that.
Very
street.
Park.
Yeah.
Very Vans Park, series.
Street.
Yeah.
Wonder where they go through.
It's coming up.
I watched Russian Olympic skateboarder Konstantin Kabanov on the barracks. He had a banging, and this fool rips.
Street guy or bull guy?
Street guy. Cool name. Cool name too. Konstantin Kabanov.
It's really cool that
very Russian.
There's a lot of the nationalities to be represented. It's going to be pretty great.
Yeah, I think. I mean, we feel like we know all the good skaters, but you know, there's people coming out of the woodwork,
especially street
Japan,
guys.
China. I mean, Germany, all through Europe, like there's going to be some names coming out that you're going to go, oh,
street
yeah.
Choppers are everywhere.
Yeah. So do your homework. Go watch Love Letters to Skateboarding with Jeff Grosso talking China.
Yep.
And then tune into Vans Park Series May 17th through the 18th. I just saw this morning. Tommy Guerrero has some new music out. He's got an album coming out called Dub Session.
I haven't listened to Tommy G's stuff since like Loose Stools and Bastard Groove. What is it?
Loose Stools.
I don't know what's called. Loose Grooves.
I don't think that's the
Loose
album
Grooves
name.
And Bastard Blues. What is it?
Tommy Guerrero, one of the original Bones Brigader, plays like surf skate jazz rock. It's really good.
It's super good.
It's funky.
He's insanely talented.
So he's got a new record out. And then over the weekend, May 11th, not only here in Encinitas, but I believe in Northern California as well, new Thomas Campbell film, Ye Olde Destruction, came out.
Did you go on Saturday?
No, I had to work an event.
I didn't go either.
Yeah.
Just because I was lazy.
I had to work an event. So I heard the premiere went off, and the movie is insane. I watched it. I loved it. And I can't wait for you all to see it.
Yod.
What do you have any other skate news? I'm
trying to think.
Oh, you know who I saw who I haven't seen in a while? Was Colin McKay. I saw him right here. He's getting a haircut.
No way.
Yeah. And he's, I think he's kind of, not secretly, but I think he's been filming.
Really?
Yeah. And he looks good. He looks ready.
I'm anxious to see what those crazy dudes are doing.
Did you hear about Danny Way?
Yeah. Jumping out of a blimp?
Is that?
I don't know. And
did you tell me that?
I think I told you that. And I couldn't tell if I saw something, but I couldn't tell if it was like recent.
Did we talk about this
I think we talked about it on the friends chat group.
So we talk to each other.
we're friends outside we're friends, this box.
Just so you guys know that.
It's for real.
Yeah, so we have a commentator bro chat thing, and that came up. And I hope we're not like spoiling something.
Well, it was on YouTube, I feel like, or somewhere.
Is he going to jump over a blimp?
No, he's going to jump out of one, like a 50-foot bomb drop. But I don't know if this was like 5 years ago. I could just be talking out of my ass. But he definitely said, I am going to jump out of a blimp.
Why don't you Google Tony Hawk and see what comes up.
See, ask Tony
Google
Hawk
Google Danny Way blimp and just see what happens, just so we know. Because I'm going to feel really bad if this was like a surprise.
I don't think it's a surprise. D-Way.
Blimp jump. J-U-M-P.
Is it jump or drop?
I don't know.
D-Way blimp drop.
Nothing? Led Zeppelin?
Nothing, but this is just me putting half-ass effort into it.
Well, I guess we could just say whatever and like... I heard...
Is that weird? He said that he wants to cement his whole thing in...
Kauai.
In Kauai.
Yeah.
He's like, and I want...
Jump into it.
No, he just wants to cement it. So, I guess every time he goes there to session it, there's just like, you know, weeds growing out of it and
right.
shit. Because it's got to be weird to have a piece of skate terrain that you only dust off when you need to film a video part. Like,
yeah.
You don't. It's not like fun to go out and skate it.
So skateboarding's Terminator, Danny Way, if you don't know, has a crazy facility, a mega ramp set up in his backyard.
Kind of mega ramp. It's a mega quarter pipe and a step up.
Yeah, it's a drop in up to like a 20-foot quarter pipe or something. So nothing came up when you Googled that.
No, but I didn't really put a lot of effort into it.
Okay.
Do you feel like I should put more effort into it?
Just one more time.
All right. You talk about something else.
Skateboarding's really fun. I don't know if you knew that.
Did you go to the pump track, the new pump track?
Yeah, there's skate parks popping up all over San Diego. Oh, is that Danny?
It wasn't Danny.
No. Fallen is back. Altamont is back doing a line with Skateboarder. Bear with us here.
5/11/19. Guess who's planning to do a 13-story drop?
You got it.
Into a mega ramp. Oh, yeah, so this is fairly recent.
Is this 2019?
Danny Way is planning to do a 13-story drop into a mega ramp from a blimp.
There you go.
13 stories, dude.
That's a lot of stories. And wait.
What's a story?
13. Okay, wait. Hold on. 13 stories.
Mirko, how big is a story?
10 feet. 12 feet. So think of that. It's probably 150
feet. Is it 12
feet?
150 feet out of a... How big is the
100
ramp?
Feet? I mean, 13... Which is crazy because a lot of buildings don't have a 13th floor because they're superstitious. Mm-hmm. But Danny doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're all. It's all.
Danny don't care.
Danny just took all the 13th floors and stacked them up.
They're all 13.
Yeah,
13 floors. So let's do the math here. 13 floors, roughly 10 feet per floor. That's 1,000 feet in layman's terms. So Danny Way jumping out of a blimp into a mega ramp.
Do you think like
is awesome?
Who sponsors?
Go
the,
for it.
Who sponsors the blimp?
Amazon, Goodyear.
I feel like you'd need to have like a. Like, you're going to have some major sponsors on a blimp.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
pretty tight.
I'm not sure if that's skateboarding anymore, but it's still pretty
Well, you
amazing.
Know what it is? I mean, that's Evel Knievel's
He's the
shit.
Gnarliest
that's...
skateboarder ever, but I'm not sure that that's skateboarding.
Speaking of China, Danny Way jumped over the Great Wall of China.
Yep. You ever been to the Great Wall of China?
Have not. No. Heard it's great.
Moving right along.
It's the benchmark of walls.
It really is.
I want to go there. I think it'd be cool to see it, for sure. You can either go there or you can go to space, because apparently you can see it from space. One of the few walls you can see from space. Todd, Surf News is brought to you by OGO Bags.
Mass 20. Get 20%
OGO.com.
All OGO bags on OGO.com.
I got a backpack.
Chris got a backpack. Don't knock over my surfboard.
This is an OGO backpack that I just got.
He just got
one. I went camo.
I got a camo one, too. I got the camo roller, though.
Camo roller.
Yeah.
It's coming to your house. Todd, I don't know if you were paying attention to me last night.
I didn't.
You were probably kind of busy.
I watched the Karamas event while you were doing Ship's
End. Oh, because you wanted to be able to talk about it, because I'm going to talk about...
Yeah.
You're smart. I was one of the... I was the play-by-play expert.
You, Wassel,
for
and who?
Albie Layer.
Albie Layer.
For Red Bull Cape Fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that Albie Layer was my idea. I mean, I'm not trying to.
Was
take
he funny?
Credit. He was funny. He was right. Engaging. He was smart, and one of the very few people on the planet that when he says, you know, they should probably be paddling. You believe him.
How is Wassel? I love
Wassel.
Wassel's
always
He's
the best.
The best.
You know, he.
Love you, Dave.
So it was pretty unique, pretty interesting, because usually when we go commentate events, we're on the bluff, on the beach, somewhere near the area. But this time we did it from LA
mm-hmm.
via satellite.
So what time?
Which was pretty tight.
So what time did you guys wrap it up last night?
10 o'clock, ish. So that took me out of prime, real time Game of Thrones
we'll
watching.
We'll talk about that
we'll
later.
We'll get to that.
We'll talk about that
but
later.
Red Bull Cape Fear was at Shipstern Bluff, one of the southernmost points of Tasmania. A beast of a wave.
Is it sharky biting?
The Kraken.
There? Is it biting?
Oh,
out
you
there?
Know, you know, it's crazy. Everywhere around there is super sharky, and they said it's all good. There's no great whites here, but if you see a pod of killer whales, get out of the water.
Yeah, because they play with their food.
The killer whales, which are bigger than sharks, and they add the name killer before the name whales, because that's what these whales do, is they'll kill you. And the place
that's,
just looks
I don't feel like
terrifying.
That's not a fair moniker on the killer whale. They're called orcas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but their scientific name is killer whales.
No, they're orcas. They're just like, but they're like so cool looking that you're like, whoa, that's a killer whale.
Let's pet it.
They are pretty, like the.
I do like their tongues.
They're too smart for your own good. They do play with their food.
Yeah, so it's one of the most terrifying waves on the planet. It wasn't as big or as
was
gnarly
it going
as it gets.
Sub sea level.
No, it goes. This is the one that has the step.
Oh,
so it's got a step,
yes.
And it has the. It's a wave of many faces. A wave is going to do what the wave wants to do. So it was kind of crazy because people were switching off. They were towing and they were paddling. And there was 5 4-man heats. You had 10 local Tasmanian surfers. They were all just tapped. These are guys that are they're painters, construction workers,
blue collar surf bros,
blue collar guys that
charge.
This is what they do for fun, is they go and surf one of the heaviest waves in the world.
So give me an average wave. So was everyone hitting the like step ledge?
Most of the waves would come in and they would at least have to go off one big step.
Like what, like a 10-foot cornice?
Four to 6 foot drop on a 12-foot face.
And then the whole ocean unloads on you.
Yeah. I mean, and then it's right on the rocks. It's
anyone
again,
get jacked?
When you say it wasn't as gnarly as it can get there, that's saying a lot because it was so heavy, some of these waves.
Anyone get jacked?
Mark Matthews got, I believe, he almost got his head torn off. Like, he may have broken his foot.
By what?
By the wave.
Wow.
The wave is, I mean, just Google ship stern
blood.
You've seen it.
But you should Google it.
I'll Google it. Oh, wait.
Others.
So, yeah, it was pretty crazy that this event coincided. It went at the same time as the Bali contest, which gave a lot of people the opportunity to go double screen.
It was like the juxtaposition of competitions.
Exactly.
I think you've got the world's scariest wave, like wetsuit.
Yeah.
Terrifying. And then you go to Karamas. It's like head
lower
high
style.
And the most perfect, like most inviting, friendly wave.
There's nothing for me at Shipstern Bluff. It's cold. It's super psycho and scary.
What's your price?
3-hour boat
ride. What's your price?
Price to try to ride a wave there?
Realistically.
$50,000
$50,000
$50,000 I'll tow into one.
$50,000 for a tow?
Not a medium sized one. I'll tow into a medium sized wave.
Backside.
Well, Koa Rothman was there. He's paddling it backside. There was guys on their backside towing in, and the way it was crazy because some waves came through and you would see them and you go, I could do that. Then the next wave comes in and you're like, that I would die.
Do people pop up fast or is it a hold downer?
I didn't notice a lot of people wearing vests or anything. It's more of that. It's about 50 meters or 50 feet from these rocks.
The ledge.
So you get, you know, I'm sure you get slammed, rolled, and you pop up, or you go into the rocks, which Jughead did. Jughead is so gnarly. Justin Alpart. He's a fireman, an absolute just lunatic charger, and he got so pounded, and there you go again. He got so pounded, yet still somehow survived.
So were anyone wearing helmets? Weird question.
Nobody was wearing helmets. They should have been. Nobody's wearing helmets. Nobody's wearing knee pads. Nothing. Mark Matthews was told a year ago after he had an injury at Jaws where it basically ripped his arm off. It was only attached by the skin.
Oh, just
and a little bit, some of the muscles.
The ragdolling.
Ripped his shoulder off. And then he had another one where his knee, ankle, leg was pretty much torn off. He was told he would never surf again by multiple doctors. He was surfing ship sterns yesterday. So gnarly. At the end of the day, it was Nathan Florence who won, and he did it by paddling. He was one of the only guys that only paddled. So the highlight, it was, I want to say 5 to 6 hour event, but the highlight pack is going to be crazy. There's a lot of time between waves.
When can we expect to see that?
It's up now on the internet. Go to
Red Bull TV.
Red Bull TV. You should watch it. And I was looking for comments. Like haters and
commentating.
Yeah, I always do that.
Maybe the action was just too intense.
Well, I always do that the day after a contest.
Flog yourself a little bit.
Yes,
dude, don't do that.
But I don't know. It's cool.
Let's transition.
What happened
to Karamas?
Day one, boys and girls
of the this. Now they call it the seeding round.
Yeah,
which is weird. So it's like top two advance.
Where you spread your seed.
The third, whoever's in third in the heat goes into the elimination round.
Yes.
Okay. So, anyway, wait. It wasn't really that big.
Fun size. Head high.
Like head high. Maybe a little bit overhead on some of the bigger sets. My big takeaways from when I watched, the Indonesian local wild card
Rio Waida
killed it.
Yeah, he's really
held
good.
Held off Gabriel Medina and
Pedersen. No.
No, it wasn't Pedersen. It was
Doesn't matter. They're going to the elimination round.
But it was pretty great to see. You could tell that he just was really patient. And the rad thing was, like, they showed his board that he was surfing on, and it had, like, this like, 5 bullet points of for him to pay attention to. It was, like, breathe.
Oh, written on the board.
Written on the board.
That's cool.
Don't hop up and down between, you know, only do turns. Take your time. You know, like that kind of stuff, like shit that.
I wonder if Rizal wrote that.
Maybe it was in English.
Huh.
Riz. Anyway, so that was cool to see that, and then another amazing thing: Felipe Toledo was just on one yesterday.
He did a 540.
Big and a freaking huge one on essentially what I thought was going to be a closeout. Like I thought he was just taking off on something that wasn't going to deliver. And then my favorite though was. Kelly was kind of forced to, like, go to the air. He didn't have a choice.
Right.
Like, he didn't have, like, the full
open canvas to work with.
Like, there just wasn't enough, you know, enough way for Kelly to do. Actually, he did that full wrapping 360.
Carving three.
That's
sick.
So sick.
I love that trick.
Kelly's so gnarly. Like, when you watch him, you watch everyone else surf. Like, he was in a heat with Chloe and Dino, and I don't know who else. I just remember it was Chloe and Dino. And you're watching him surf, and Kelly just, he just, like, makes it freaking happen. Like, this one reverse he landed, like, it was basically like a, you know, 360 kind of reverted out. And he was kind of off balance, like, leaning over his heels. And he just leaned into it and just
still gets it.
Whipped a wrap out of it.
God, he's so good.
Yago Dora ripped yesterday. Love that guy's style. Such good style.
John John was ripping.
John John killed it.
Yeah.
And so that's, I mean, I don't know what the forecast is. I hope it gets a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But that wave is just like the dream setup of having at the commune resort, there's a freaking amazing skate park painted like fruit. Have you ever seen that thing?
Fruit Park.
It's right there.
Yeah. It's a dream scenario.
It is a dream scenario. Have you been to that resort?
I haven't been to Bali in a long time.
But have you ever been to that?
I've been to that wave. A wave gets pretty hectic.
Was that resort there when you were there?
No. When I went there, there was just like a little restaurant. Okay. I used to go there back in the day before it was
that
popular.
New resort, if you're looking to go to Bali and you want to have the full tourist experience,
yeah.
Apparently that's how that place is right there.
Yeah.
But there's that commune resort is killer. It's got a great pool and, you know, wave up.
They should give you a free room for this.
And then in the back, there's a freaking huge cement skate park.
Yeah.
On the grounds of the hotel.
And how far do you have to go to get the mushroom shakes?
I don't know.
I was asking for a friend. He just texted me about it.
Mushroom shake? Like
what?
Like crazy mushroom shakes?
No, like pizza mushrooms.
Well, it's totally cool because like Colorado. Yeah. What do you call it? Yeah.
You can go and...
They're not exactly legal, but they're not going to bust you for hallucinogenic mushrooms anymore.
Oh, man. Colorado's the best.
Look, dude, anything you pull out of a cow turd, you should be able to eat it.
I agree. I think, you know, the microdosing of mushrooms has been talked about on many podcasts.
Really?
And people seem to really like it. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe next year we'll have a...
Let's do that. It'll be. What
Monday
if we get a
mass,
mushroom sponsor?
Code 20.
Mushroom sponsor for the mass, anyone? Nate Florence won. Did I say that?
Yep.
Yeah. And then you said... Yeah, so we're midway through the Karamas event. The Corona Bali Protected.
Wait, what's this?
Oh, okay. So I have this.
A couple quotes on here.
Imagine you're a layman. Yep. Imagine you're just an old lady on a plane. And somebody says to you, hey, South Pacific purple blob unloads at the end of the road. What would you say to that?
I would say, wash your mouth out with soap,
yeah.
Mr. Dirty Pants.
I love that surfing still and always will have its own vernacular. This is a headline on Surfline regarding the first really swell of consequence at Chopo in Tahiti.
South Pacific purple blob unloads at the end of road.
And not only is that just a pure surfing vernacular, but it's very specific to surf forecasting and surf line.
Purple blobbing?
Because purple blob is now an adjective to describe a swell.
I just call it a throb blob.
How the purple blob's treating you out there, bro? Sick. Yeah? Couple.
Do we get green blobs here?
I believe it's like green blobbing now.
We get green blobs.
Purple blob signifies a big swell.
Like pulsating.
And when it goes, I think, to white or black. White,
black blob?
The black blobs is watch out.
I've never even seen a black blob.
Does it go to... It goes like red.
Is that like a cat five?
Green is, you know...
Normal blob.
Normal. And then red is big. Purple gets really big.
And there's past purple.
Past purple, I think it. I mean, we go into the darkness.
Deep purple.
So
just
Chopo was breaking. Does that affect you?
I saw Raymana got a nuts wave.
Raymana van Bustelier.
He got a wave. He's just been hanging out in a wave pool in the moor. He goes home and gets a giant one.
He's 50 something.
Brown Yoda's 300 years old. Who knows?
God, that was a good wave. And then if you want to watch the O'Neill Wave of the Winter video, it's up now at Surfline.
Wait, I want to see. What was the quote that someone quoted you on?
Oh, I didn't.
That's rad, though. Let me read it. Chris Cote following Martin Bryant's Tassi legacy and slaughtering the English language.
Rod
via stab. So that was like,
that was,
was that like one of your self-flogging things?
At a burn? I don't know. I was hoping for more
beating.
Troll.
You mean the usual trolls didn't chime in and tell you?
No, but I haven't really looked at Twitter, so maybe they're there.
Because you were avoiding spoilers.
Right. Which you'll get to. Todd, you and I are huge fans of the BSR Surf Resort.
Can we go back, by the way?
Yes, we're going
BSR,
back.
BSR, if you're listening, we kind of don't really want to pay, and we would like to have
fans,
we'd like to have our own private session again.
We're going. When I know people, man. You just tell me.
We need to go
We're
back.
Going back. So we love BSR Surf Resort. I love the WSL
I don't
Surf
be
Ranch.
In a wet, I don't want to be in a wetsuit.
I love the Surf Ranch as well.
I love that place, too. I would like to surf there.
You might get to surf there someday. But you know what's happening right now in South Korea? The world's largest man-made surf park is
really?
Under construction.
In South Korea?
In South Korea.
Dude, South Korea is pretty fun.
A $2.3 billion development, billion, in Sihung. It's called Sihung Surf Park. And there's going to be an island that's shaped like a turtle. There's a beach that is a mile long. Or something.
Fake beach?
Fake beach, a mile long.
Ferris wheel?
They're going...
Oh, I'm in.
They're going Wave Gardens Cove technology, which can pump out playful waves, short interval, 1,000 waves an hour. And the beach is a mile long.
1,000 waves an hour.
1,000 waves an hour.
That'll just satisfy my urge.
I know. You love catching waves.
1,000 waves
yes.
an hour.
So hopefully... Since all of our fans in South Korea probably will demand it, we're gonna broadcast.
Korea is one of our biggest audiences.
We're gonna podcast from Sihung Surf Park.
I've been there. I know all about South Korea.
You know them.
Yeah, it's been a month.
Where
there.
Is it? It's
South Korea.
It's right south of North Korea.
Yeah.
What is it
on the,
north
on
of?
On the good side of the tracks.
What is it north of?
North of what?
What is Korea north of? What is South Korea north of?
It's
Japan?
Japan. Is it south of Japan? No, yeah, it's north of Japan. Yes. Yes, it is, Chris.
Is it?
It's just a little south of Russia.
Okay.
And China's a big landmass off to the side of it.
Okay.
We got a lot of
you
stuff.
You know your stuff. No, can't wait to go there.
Not really.
We're gonna do this podcast. That's our goal. Let's say that's our goal for 2020. Mm-hmm. Do this podcast.
We're going to eat bulgogi till it pours out of our pores.
But our home wave pool is BSR.
It is,
French.
Yeah.
BSR Surf Resort. That's our home park.
Yeah.
So let's just keep that out there.
Locals only.
Todd, thank you for bringing your chemistry surfboard in, getting us fired up. Other surf news, of course.
Do you use foo wax? What kind of wax do you use?
No, I use sticky bumps.
Is it because they give you free wax?
I've always used sticky bumps.
Have you used the foo?
I'm kind of
a fan of the foo.
Yeah, you're a foo guy?
Kind of now.
I think I've done a duster of foo, but I feel comfortable with sticky bumps. This is what
I
always use.
I feel like the
local company.
Wait, did I buckle my board?
Yeah, you buckled your board.
Oh my God, dude, am I buckled my board?
No, you didn't.
Is that a buckle?
It's a tiny fret. Get back to the show.
I am, but
do ding repair on your own time.
Fuck, I hope I didn't buckle my board.
The Corona Bali Protected will be wrapped up this week. We didn't get a fantasy report in time. For those fantasy fans out there, I hope your teams did okay.
I might have buckled my board.
And in other news, Todd might have buckled his board, which is
Willie.
Yep. What's chemistry on Instagram for Pete so people can follow them and
at chem chem collective
at chem collective. So that's been your surf news. Plenty of surf stoke for you all out there on the internet.
What's
go to
next?
Red Bull TV. Check out Cape Fear, WorldSurfLeague.com. Next is Snow News. Snow News is brought to you by Nanocraft CBD, who just wrapped up an epic West Coast tour. They have a really good team. Nick Geisen's on the team. Nick Geisen is he's a clip machine. And he was there. They finished their tour at Super Park 22, which is the gift that keeps on giving. Super Park, they just keep coming out.
Remember I showed you the footage of that kid?
Yes, this is really heavy,
apparently,
right?
He got really jacked up. Were you telling me that?
Yes.
Yes.
And we don't know the facts, but yeah, I posted it on my Instagram, Snow Skater.
So feel better, man.
Yeah, that's really gnarly. This is kind of some crazy news. What's so that? Over the weekend, I was trying to do some research for this episode, and I tried to go to Trans World Snowboarding on Instagram.
Oh, dude.
Gone. And I tried to go to Trans World Snowboarding on the internet. Gone.
So here's the deal. Thanos gave them the snap, and they are no longer existing.
There is no Trans World Snowboarding anymore.
Nothing. Like they here's my deal.
Okay, ghosted.
Look, I can see like, okay, you're not gonna add content anymore. I get that. But why wouldn't you leave the Instagram account up as a visual history of the legacy of the longest running frickin' snowboard magazine in the industry? You're just gonna like make it.
It's gone.
Whoever's decision that was not a good one.
I mean, the same thing happened with Trans World Surf. The same thing happened with Surfing Magazine.
Yeah, but Trans World Surf didn't have Insta, did it?
Yeah.
There was an Instagram.
We had like a million followers or something.
Really?
I thought Surfing Magazine had millions of followers.
And they got rid of Surfing Magazine's Insta too.
Yes.
What is the deal with Thanos snapping everything when you're done with it?
I maybe they sold it.
To who?
I don't know. Because wouldn't you want at Surfing on Instagram?
Wouldn't you just want to have like, look, you're already using all like these. It's just couldn't a visual you, representation of what's happened.
You could pay somebody a couple grand a month to do daily posts.
Not even. You don't even need to maintain it. You just let it live there.
I don't know what is going on over there. The one bright spot is when I did type in Trans World Snowboarding, it did take me to Snowboarder, which is still around.
Right. For how long?
I don't know. But I mean, it just boggles the mind because I get that print is dying, right? I get it.
But is it though?
You don't have to make magazines anymore. But I don't understand why you would take the website and the Instagram and all the social media
like,
down.
It's not like you're using up too much bandwidth.
Who are you competing against?
I know. It's so stupid.
It's so weird.
I was so bummed because the reason that I found that out this weekend butthurt. Was Nick Hamilton, the photo editor,
yeah.
Or editor-in-chief. Was he editor-in-chief or photo editor? He's photo editor.
Creative.
Right? At least photo editor.
He was like the boss. Yeah.
So Nick put it up on his Instagram this weekend. It was like, and just like
zero
that.
Zero followers.
Just like that, it's gone. Trans World Surf, zero. I mean, Trans World Snowboarding, zero followers. Is Trans World Skate gone too?
Look it up. See, go to Trans World Skate and see what happens.
Dude, if this is gone, I'm gonna poop my drawers.
I'm gonna
because
protest.
I thought Trans World Skate still existed.
Trans World Skateboarding just dropped, damn it, I forgot this in skate news.
But
they just dropped
it.
The Day One video.
Oh, yeah, that was
Day One documentary just came out. It was going to have Blair Alley from Trans World Skate give us a report, and I forgot. So, Blair, I know Blair's a huge fan.
Is fucking Trans World Skateboarding gone too?
No.
TW Skateboarding, Trans. Okay, hold on.
No, it's.
Well, a lot of stuff comes up when you type in Trans.
You don't follow Trans World Skateboarding?
I do, but oh, here we go. Trans World. Okay. Trans World Skateboarding is still here, ladies and gentlemen.
Whew.
But Trans
World, I just breathed a sigh of relief.
Trans World Snowboarding is flipping gone with the wind.
Who was first, Snowboarder or Trans World Snowboarding? It doesn't matter because they kind of served to.
The first one was International Snowboard Magazine.
Look,
ISM
I'm stoked that Snowboarder is still around. Take nothing
we
away
need
from
something,
them, but when I'm literally now I'm kind of at a loss when it comes to at least researching snowboarding stuff. Where do you go?
My
Yo Beat's gone.
Instagram,
my favorite,
like Riders Instagram.
I guess.
Speaking
Red
of
Bull, okay.
Speaking of rider stuff, so this weekend JJ Thomas did a TED Talk in Colorado Springs, like one of those
I heard about
TED
that.
Satellite talks.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. I saw a couple little snippets that JJ reposted from
JJ
other
Thomas.
JJ
Olympic
Thomas,
snowboarder,
Olympic snowboarder
coach.
Bronze medalist from the 2002 Olympic Games. Incredible, you know, he's won the X Games.
Yeah.
He was Shaun White's coach
on his road to
road
victory.
To Pyeongchang gold medal redemption song. But he did a satellite. What are those called? The satellite
TEDx.
TEDx. Yeah, did a TEDx talk. And JJ's a really well spoken dude. He lives here in Encinitas, and I look forward to watching that. And I think you guys should all check it out too. I'm sure it's on internet. TEDx.
YouTube.
TEDx. JJ Thomas.
Yeah. Google it. JJ rules.
I'm gonna check it out this afternoon.
Wow. Kind of a bummer. I mean, actually, it's a bummer snowing segment. But then you just positivized it with the, because J.J. Thomas, and you just think of that name and you get stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So J.J. Thomas TED Talk.
So anything else in snowboard news? I guess, you know, there's, we're getting down to the final few here.
Yeah.
In North America, we've got,
it's over.
Arapahoe Basin is still
snowboarding's
open.
Over.
Squaw Valley is still open. Mammoth Mountain is still open.
It's really?
I believe Blackcomb is still open. No, Whistler's. One of the two, Whistler or Blackcomb, one of those is still open.
There's not, people don't do those pond skim events as much as they used to do. They still do?
I think we're, like, Squaw Valley had one, not, it was simultaneously going on when they did the.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever pond
skimmed? Actually, I've pond skimmed before and I got ragdolled.
Nude.
Gnarly. No.
Naked.
I wasn't nude.
Oh, I must be thinking of a different video.
But I went in to pond skim and slammed super hard and then freaking almost drowned, dude.
Because you're in all your gear.
I'm in all my gear. See, and it's deeper than I thought it was. And yeah. I was like in shock because the water's so cold. And you're trying to like take your freaking bindings off.
Well, you're supposed to pond skim in boxer shorts or nude.
Jeans.
Or jeans.
Jeans are really the
spray,
best.
What is it like? What do you spray jeans with?
Spray
Scotch
tan?
Guard.
Scotch Guard.
Scotch Guard and jeans and Sorel boots.
So this is the time of year, everyone, where
it's over.
You start to put your gear away. But summertime's coming up, and I know you know all the camps get going at Mount Hood.
Glaciers?
Next month at the Glaciers. They're Woodward at Tahoe at Boreal has their camp that starts up.
Yeah.
First week of June, so
you can snowboard on carpet.
It's not carpet; it's full on snow.
You can also snowboard on carpet.
Where, over here at Hanson's?
Just wherever.
Yeah. Just your
lawn. Down your stairs.
Your
carpeted stairs.
Have you ever ridden down the stairs on a snowboard?
I have.
I have too.
Yeah.
I fucking slammed.
Not advised.
Really hard slamming.
No.
You don't, your edges don't work that well to stop on carpet.
I'd like to do more sandboarding, to be honest.
I don't know if that's something you really, well,
I kind of want
to
do.
I would
do
pay
that.
To watch.
Okay. We'll get on that.
No.
Sandboarding news brought to you by Floby Sandboards. Is that a thing?
Floby?
Any other snow news?
Not that I can think of. I'll probably think of some in nerd news.
You'll probably think of snow news when you're driving home.
Yeah.
So snow news was brought to you by NanoCraft CBD. Thank you, NanoCraft. Nerd news is brought to you by
Panic and Coffee and Tea.
That's
what's
up. When
you are in Encinitas and you want to get woke.
Did you see my Instagram post? Panikin hat, double fisting panikin mugs.
They gave you a panikin hat.
I have a panikin. I bought it.
You bought it?
No, I didn't buy it.
I
but I've been buying
hat.
Coffee for like 8 years, so
I want a beanie.
I have a beanie in my car.
I figured they would have given me a beanie because they know I'm like snow guy.
Well, maybe you need to, you know, remind them that you are part of the Monday Mass podcast.
Oh, I remind them daily.
Yeah. So get yourself a beanie.
So anyway.
So
waking up people.
Okay, so check this out.
What?
I was at Cape Fear commentating till late at night, night.
Hold on. I got someone telling me
some news.
If you are in Encinitas right now. We are, but I guess this doesn't help cuz you won't be hearing this when it's happening, but the boys at Nixon are going over to Poods Park right now to spread some Nixon Spitfire product.
Oh.
Shit, it's too bad we're not really live.
I know.
Oh, well.
So you missed it.
Oh, well.
Good for you. Thank you, Nixon and Spitfire.
Thanks, Nixon and Spitfire. See, we got a billboard. Nixon, billboard, Spitfire right outside
the
door.
Do they have
here.
Wheels?
Let me ask. Why don't you go ahead and continue your story?
Okay. So I was commentating Red Bull Cape Fear late night up in L.A. Didn't get a chance to watch Game of Thrones. Todd, didn't want to disappoint you. Didn't want to disappoint
this is great.
All of our fans that have tuned out.
Spoiler alert.
That I set an alarm. I woke up early this morning, 6 a.m.
Listen.
And I watched Game of Thrones at breakfast.
If you are...
What a weird way to start your day.
Especially with last night's episode. Tuning into this right now and you haven't seen last night's episode of Game of Thrones, Salama Maskil, I'm talking to you because you are in Nicaragua.
He's in Nicaragua.
You,
turn it off, Sal.
You're not going to be able to see this for a while.
He's freaking.
This is your chance. This is the last because we're going deep into the... Wrap up.
Yeah. One episode left after
one
last
episode.
Night.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to watch Watchmen, Veep, Arrested Development reruns.
Not going to fill the hole.
I started rewatching Game of Thrones a couple weeks ago.
Holy shit, Chris.
I'm going back.
Did you know that Jim Henson Studios and Netflix are bringing back The Dark Crystal as a series?
I heard about that.
Dude, dude.
When Todd gets excited about something, he just says, dude. He texted me last night, dude, period.
What, at the end
and
of
I knew what he meant, and I said, don't say anything. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, so anyway.
So last night's episode was last night really was like intense.
Rubbing your genitalia on sandpaper for 80 minutes.
And to wake up early and watch it and start your day like that is super weird.
You don't
want to
start your day rubbing your penis on a cheese grater.
Never.
It was so, like, it was like peaks and valleys last night.
I want to say that the battle scenes from last night were way better than the battle scenes
what?
Against the
What
dark,
battle
against...
scenes? No one was battling. They're all just burning.
I'm saying the battle, last night's battle, to me, was way more fun to watch than the battle against the White
okay,
Walkers.
Okay, so did you catch in the beginning where Varys... Okay, spoilers.
Here we go,
time,
spoiler alert.
Did you catch in the beginning when Varys was trying to actively poison Daenerys? So that's why his little bird came in and said, she won't eat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Varys said, you have to try harder, and he gave her the thing again.
Yeah.
So he was trying to actively poison Daenerys,
yeah.
Take her out. You know what was gnarly, though, is when they do the little thing and Varys is sitting there and Tyrion comes up and says, it was me, and they did like the little emotional moment, and she goes, Dracarys, and you're like, what? Like,
and the
dragon goes,
face,
comes from
yeah.
behind in the show. Oh my God, dude, it was so sick.
That was probably my favorite dragon scene.
Yeah.
Because you kind of really get to know the dragon.
It was, why didn't they use the sun like before? Like, you know, when the dragon bombed at the fleet, the Iron Fleet, and it like stayed within the sun so they couldn't see it?
Because they didn't know. She was going on pure emotion. She actually thought this strategy through.
Anyway, Daenerys, it went from me
she's
being...
She's lost her shit.
Don't you think that episode went from being like, fuck yeah, fuck him up. Like, she fucked up the whole fleet,
yeah.
Fucked up all the ramparts and took out all the dragon crossbows. And then, like,
No, don't do that.
They start ringing the bell, and yeah. And I'm like, oh, thank God they surrendered. And then she just goes to fucking crazy Larryville and nukes the entire place.
Tyrion looks very depressed.
Yeah. Do you think how did you think of the Clegane Bowl, where the brothers fought the Mountain and the Hound?
Oh, brotherly love!
That was sick. That like
I think when they ripped off the armor,
and he looked like Darth Vader, like fat
radical.
Darth Vader.
That was radical.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a.
Oh, how about when he picked up Qyburn and just like smashed him? He's like,
that
"Obey
was,
your master!"
Awesome. Yeah. Exploded his head. There were some of the most gruesome deaths.
Yeah, there was just like
kind of random.
There was like guts flying around.
what was I gonna say? I don't think the I don't want to wait. So
we're already past spoilers.
Arya was pretty helpless.
Well, I think she needed to, like, the reason that Arya was even in that was, like, okay, first of all, how the fuck did they get in there? Like, just,
it
like,
seems like anyone could just walk in.
Oh, yeah, because they were just letting anyone in. Okay. So, now, Arya, you know when they said the prophecy was you'll close many eyes, the blue eyes, the brown eyes, and the green. So, Daenerys has green eyes. It was Daenerys the whole time. It wasn't even Cersei.
Crazy.
Here's my theory.
I don't think the Lannisters are dead, by the way.
Here's my theory. You don't think that Cersei's dead?
No.
She had a fucking castle fall on her.
I don't think she's dead.
Okay.
That's just my gut reaction.
Oh, God. Where is the Iron Throne at this point? Just buried under
fucking... It's buried. Well, you know, they'll be able to move the rubble. Because all the people are going to want to help Daenerys,
right?
Right,
totally.
Yeah.
You want to hear my theory for next week's episode? Last episode of Game of Thrones... Ever. I want to hear your theory, but first I'm going to give you my theory.
Okay, you go first.
So
Concise.
This is going to be pretty tight. I think that Arya is going to kill Cersei, but Arya is going to take somebody else's face to get close to Cersei. Wait, no, Daenerys. Arya is going to kill Daenerys, but Arya will need to take somebody else's face to kill Daenerys. Jon thinks that it's somebody else and kills Arya after she kills
right.
Cersei.
That makes sense.
Thus, and then fucking Bran just like wheels in from out.
Where is Bran? Dude is annoying.
He is stuck out. Like, there was no wheelchair access. He couldn't even get close. He's stuck in Winterfell. You know how hard it is to ride a wheelchair down a dirt road?
in the mud. But it's always wet.
I know.
In Game of Everything's always wet in Game of Thrones. My theory is that Jaime and Cersei made it through.
You don't think they're dead.
And they are going to go and like live somewhere else with the baby.
And that's it.
I think that Jon Snow is going to end up on the Iron Throne.
Reluctantly.
He's pissed. I mean, and I think that the new Mad King, the Mad Queen, is going to die. And I don't know what's going to happen to the dragons. And I hope Arya doesn't die. But I do have an Easter egg.
What?
Are you a sports fan?
Sure.
Do you like sports?
Yeah, sports great.
Do you know who the Green Bay Packers are?
Yeah, were they in the...
Do you know who Aaron Rodgers is?
No, but was
Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, he had a split second cameo in Game of Thrones.
Did he get stabbed or something?
He was a soldier who got on camera for literally a split second and then got burned up.
Was he a gold coat like running through the?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty.
He
cool.
was one of the soldiers and he just got torched. So, and kind of in more Game of Thrones news. I watched the trailer for X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Oh, that looks good because she's in it.
Yeah. What's her name in real life? Sansa. We'll just call her. Sansa's the star of the new X-Men. So we're seeing stars emerge from the Game of Thrones universe. I saw that preview before the Tolkien movie.
Oh, did you see the Tolkien movie?
Yeah, I saw a Tolkien movie.
How was it?
My girlfriend saw an ad and she's like, I want to see that. And I go, all right, let's do that. Date night.
Is it artsy?
It's slow. It's, you know, it's a love story. It's definitely not an action adventure. There are parts, World War One scenes. There's a couple little dragons.
The crazy thing is he went to Oxford, correct?
Yes.
But he was like super poor, like
I don't want to spoil this, but his
background is like he was an orphan.
His parents died. Him and his brother went to a priest got them set up in a wealthy woman's house.
Uh-huh.
He worked his ass off in school, got into Oxford, and then the war started. He went to war. He came back. It was a love story. He became an Oxford professor of languages. And so it's pretty cool because at the end of the movie, he writes the first sentence, right? It's one of those movies that kind of sticks with you. It makes you think, oh, okay. So you see where he got Gandalf from. Mm-hmm. You see where the Fellowship comes from. So it was a really cool movie. There wasn't, you know, it's not Game of Thrones action style, but there was moments. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And I wouldn't have normally gone and seen it, but I'm glad I did.
That's really cool.
That's my review.
That too. And, yeah. I mean, at our house, we are huge Tolkien fans.
Yeah.
I mean,
Tolkien heads.
I read.
Oh my gosh! Let's make a shirt that says Tolkien heads.
Oh my god, that's incredible!
Write that down.
Jot it down. And fuck you for stealing it, internet.
They didn't take it.
They will. There's people with way less to do than we have.
Tolkien heads.
So what would it be?
It would be the font.
Like Gollum.
No, it would just be the font, like the Tolkien heads font.
And then, but what's underneath?
Tolkien heads. Just that. Just the logo.
What about like when, you know, you've got David Byrne kind of like...
Oh, in the big suit?
Yeah.
You could have Gollum in the big suit.
Well, what if you just had like Gandalf, like...
I don't think you need to overdo it. I think just Tolkien heads.
Tolkien heads.
See, that's tight.
God, that's so good.
That's tight.
That's really good.
I made some shirts already. What? They're in my car.
Holy shit, Chris. Did you know that Jawbox is playing with No Knife
soon? Yeah, in LA.
I want to go. You want to go?
If I'm in town, yes, I do want to go.
I haven't.
Did you know
what
that I formed a San Diego super group that just played at the San Diego Surf Film Festival on Thursday night?
Do you have a new name for it?
With O.
What's the name?
Chris and Carl Prescott. Chris Prescott is the drummer of No Knife. It's just called Chris Cote Solo and Friends.
That's a little presumptuous.
I know, but I'm presumptuous.
Is that presumptuous or pretentious?
Well, it's funny because they're actually real musicians. And I'm just like,
why don't you guys come up with like a name?
Because that way, if one of them is out of town, you know,
why don't you just call it Chris O and Prescott and call it Cop?
Ooh, there you go. Because I don't want to assume that they formally want to be in a band with me. They're kind of just doing me a favor by playing with me. It's kind of like Make a Wish.
Why don't you just call it Favors for Chris?
That could be it. FFC. So that was cool. The San Diego Surf Film Festival just happened. So I guess we're moving to music news.
It's all part of the nerd.
I just saw this, and this is to me pretty nerdy, and kind of nerdy and jockey at the same time. Well, but a guilty pleasure to
it
me.
It didn't start off being jockey.
Tool, the band, announced that their first album's coming out. First album in 13 years.
Dude, Maynard's fucking gnarly.
He lives in San Diego, right?
He does?
I think so.
I was always so hyped on those Tool videos with the stop motion animation.
Oh, the claymation things?
I was a big Tool fan.
So is Tool news jock news, nerd news?
I think it's more nerd news. Like if you're that age and you're like in, because it was kind of like not math rock,
prog.
Like, it was like, yeah, it was like complicated, like Primus, like
it's like math prog metal.
Yeah, like you kind of have to be on it to appreciate it.
And it's weird that it feels like a bit of a guilty pleasure because I'm kind of snobby.
But why? What was the other band that wasn't Tool? But it was
Prometheus.
No,
Pussifier.
No, it was the band with Maynard. Maynard did a...
Perfect Circle.
Yes, Perfect Circle.
Yeah.
I love Perfect Circle.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I've got all kinds of crazy shit on my Spotify that just pops up.
I don't have guilty pleasures because I celebrate every type of music.
I'm a huge Hall & Oates fan right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's comic. At first, it started as like a joke. And then now I'm just like, I just listen to Hall & Oates all the time.
I'm going to be honest with you. I get to be Daryl Hall. You're Oates.
Why do I have to be Oates?
Because you have brown hair.
Yeah, but...
and a mustache.
Oates sucks.
No, he doesn't.
He's always...
I think Oates did a lot more than you think, buddy.
Just, hey, what's your name? Oh, I'm Oates.
People are like, Daryl Hall and that other guy.
Oates.
I wonder what it was like when they were talking about, okay, we're calling the band. Let's just call the band our names. You know what? Daryl Hall's like, let's just call it Hall and Oates. And Oates is like, Or Oates and Hall, and he's like, well, but it feels like, and there's no hierarchy here. It just feels like Hall and Oates. It's alphabetical. I just feel like Hall should be the first, and I wonder what that was like.
I'm LibTech, or either LibTech or GNU had a board that was called the Hall and Oates.
GNU, oh, like HAULIN.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Hall and Oates.
Anyway, Hall and Oates is sick.
Do you have any other nerd news?
I'm trying to think. I think we talked about last week that the Godzilla movie comes out in a couple weeks. I'm freaking hyped for
that.
Yeah. All the previews for it look really good.
Yep.
That's, I've got lots more nerd. There's a lot more nerd news that'll be progressively happening in the next couple weeks.
It's coming.
You know?
Yeah. The nerds are coming.
We're here. But next week is going to be a big one because I really feel like I'm going to need some therapy.
You're going to need some time.
I just need something to fill the void. Like, I started watching this show on Netflix called Black Summer. It's kind of like a Walking Dead-ish.
Okay.
Zombies. I'm kind of a zombies dude.
The Jim Jarmusch zombie movie's coming soon.
Oh, that one looks
good. That one's going to be fun.
All right. There's shit to fill your void, but
yep.
But at any rate, we'll see you next time on the Muppet Show.
Yeah. And that's it for the Monday Mass.
Oh, by the way, Chad Dinette is coming by to give us Spitfire watches. Nixon watches. So thank you to Spitfire Nixon.
We'll post photos of that on our Instagrams.
We will.
All right. Thank you to all the sponsors. Thank you to everybody listening. Thank you to everybody that has sent messages saying they like the show and or told us in person.
If you wanna,
that means a lot.
If you want to talk to us about something on anywhere, you hit us up, DM us, because we would love to include your questions and comments in our show, because a lot of times we don't have a lot of content because some of us come unprepared.
You said content. You're not allowed to say content.
Why?
Because it's just a buzzword.
Well, what are you talking about? It's a buzzword. It's content.
Content. Stuff. What are you...
Someone sent me a bunch of pictures of myself, and I'm saving them.
There's some content for you, Todd Richards.
Booyah.
All right. We hope you enjoyed
later,
the Monday
guys.
Mass.
It's Monday.
Bye.